Hello, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in Job chapter 9. It's a longer chapter, so I'm going to read verses 1 through 24 in the World English Bible, and this is what it said. Then Job answered, "Truly I know that it is so, but how can man be just with God? If he is pleased to contend with him, he can't answer him one time in a thousand. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and prospered? He removes the mountains and they don't know it. When he overturns them in his anger, he shakes the earth out of its place. Its pillars tremble. He commands the sun and it doesn't rise and seals up the stars. He alone stretches out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He makes the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the rooms of the south. He does great things past finding out. Yes, marvelous things without number. Behold, he goes by me, and I don't see him. He passes on also, but I don't perceive him. Behold, he snatches away. Who can hinder him? Who will ask him, 'What are you doing?' God will not withdraw his anger. The helpers of Rahab stoop under him. How much less will I answer him and choose my words to argue with him? Though I were righteous, yet I wouldn't answer him. I would make supplication to my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet I wouldn't believe that he listened to my voice, for he breaks me with a storm and multiplies my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to catch my breath, but fills me with bitterness. If it is a matter of strength, behold, he is mighty. If of justice, who, says he, will summon me? Though I am righteous, my own mouth will condemn me. Though I am blameless, it will prove me perverse. I am blameless. I don't respect myself. I despise my life. It is all the same. Therefore, I say he destroys the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge kills suddenly, he will mock at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of its judges. If not he, then who is it? Mind if I pray for you? Oh, Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that we have breath and we can ask questions of you and we can wrestle, and it's not wrong to wrestle. Thank you so much that Job gives us an example of someone who says it all, says everything that's on his mind, and yet you're not smiting him. You're not thwarting him. You're listening, Lord. And I know that later in the book, you will definitely answer him. In your bigness, in your holiness. And so, Lord, today I pray, as we sit here on earth and as we accumulate stress and as we battle unseen enemies and as the spiritual warfare thickens around the world, we want to just rest in the fact that you are other than us. You are holy and we are not. You are the Holy One of Israel. You are utterly set apart. You are greater than our greatest thought. You are stronger than the strongest man who walked the earth, the strongest woman who walked the earth. You are greater than all. You are greater than the combined strength of humanity. You are the tower that we can run to, the refuge. We take refuge in the shadow of your wings. You are the one who gathers your lost sheep and gives them a home. You have made us your children. You have invited us into your kingdom. You've given us a role in your kingdom. And I'm so humbled and kind of broken by that, Lord, that you who are holy would ask us to be a part of something so beautiful as your kingdom. So, Lord, help us to reframe our pain today, to reframe it, to understand in light of your holiness, you are doing something good. You are going to create pathways through the wilderness and rivers through the desert. This is what you do. You do the impossible because you are all powerful, almighty, all knowing. And Lord, you are all holy as well. And so as we question and as we rail and as we get stressed and as we get frustrated, none of this moves you, Lord, in the sense of it doesn't move your character. You are moved by our weaknesses. But our weaknesses do not move your character. They are steadfast. You are faithful. You do not change. You are the same as you were yesterday, today, and forever. We can rely on you. We can trust in you. We can run to you. We can fall face forward at your feet and ask for strength and help in time of need. And we just thank you for that throne of grace that we can run to today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful that you make prayer as well as scripture a priority. Today's podcast is brought to you by Doris Swift. You can find out more from her at dorisswift.com. She has a couple things that I wanted to highlight today. She has a simple, basically a resource that's called Simple Tips for Sharing Your Faith, and you can get that at dorisswift.com. And then she also has a whole bunch of verses that she's curated about fear. So if you're walking through fear right now and you just need some encouragement and you want need to read some verses that will remind you not to fear, you can also find that at dorisswift.com. And then there's an ebook, which is a Bible study. And I think this is really key and important, especially for those of you who are in that place of brokenness. It's called The Step Out of Your Doubt and Into Your Calling, Walking Boldly in God's Plan for Your Life. This is an ebook. It's absolutely free, and she gives it to you on her website. Not only that, but Doris has a podcast called The Fierce Calling Podcast, where she interviews women who take action after maybe they've gone through something difficult. So if this mirrors what you've been going through and you need just to hear some other stories, go ahead and find that wherever you listen to podcasts. Again, that's called The Fierce Calling Podcast. Doris, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I really appreciate you. And for the rest of you, thank you for praying for this podcast and for just being a part of an amazing community.